With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. There is a vacancy in the Michigan House of Representatives due to the expulsion of State Representative Cindy Gamrat of Plainwell. Voters in the 80th State House District, which includes Allegan County, will decide which Republican will win their party's nomination on Tuesday. The general election is in March. Bill Sage is one of eight Republicans on the ballot. Bill Sage, thank you for being with us.
It's good to be here, Gordon.
Tell us about yourself and why you are running for State House.
Well, I was born in Allegan County, and I've watched, I'm 58 years old, and I've watched the deterioration of America. It's just not the same America as it used to be. And that's how I actually got into politics, because I decided one day I wanted to do something about it, and that was about 5 years ago. I came out, and anyway, I got elected to be a county commissioner. While I was in office, I did several issues, probably, and I've been on national radio as a commissioner because of the Michigan Liberty Preservation Resolution. I'm the founder of Constituting Michigan, founder of Reconstituting America, which has gone national. It's kind of a national program. And, I've done quite a bit. I did the Constituting Michigan Resolution and the Constituting America Resolution, which was passed through the RNC. The Constituting Michigan Resolution was passed through the MRP, which is the Michigan Republican Party. And then RNC is Republican National Committee, nationally.
Okay, so
I've got a lot of experience. Yeah. I'm bringing a lot to the table for limited government.
Okay, explain a little bit about, reconstituting Michigan, all these things. What does that exactly deal with?
Well, when you hear about the Pledge of Allegiance back in the schools, that was part of Constituting Michigan. Myself and eight others, including Dr. Richard Ziley, who's on the State Board of Education, drafted the legislation to renew founding principles curricula in the school systems in Michigan. That bill, the Pledge of Allegiance bill that renewed the Pledge of Allegiance, is back in every school in the state due to the Constituting Michigan legislation. Right now we have legislation in Lansing that renews U.S. constitutional law studies from K through 12, with cartoons and kindergarten and stuff like that. But actually through 9 through 12, the intent is to use Hillsdale Academy curriculum. So I've been quite active. Now, the Michigan Constituting Michigan Resolution was passed in order to get the legislation, to make a long story short. It was passed in order to get the legislation passed. Do you follow what I'm saying? Constituting Michigan Resolution was a program that was debated and passed on the floor of the Michigan Republican Convention in Detroit, and it passed 1,205-26, because every party has its precinct delegates that represent the people. Precinct delegate is actually the first level of representation.
Okay.
If you're following me.
I think so. Let's talk about some other things. The Kalamazoo Gazette has their story today saying that this election coming up on Tuesday is a referendum on Cindy Gamrat and her representation in the 80th District. Before the scandal broke, did you think that Cindy Gamrat was accurately and fully representing the 80th State House District?
No, because she was kicked out of caucus. She wasn't representing much of anything. She got kicked out of caucus because when you're in caucus, you're in closed doors. You're talking about issues and what you're going to do to drive those issues. And it's supposed to be kept private. And what she was doing, when she'd come out of caucus, she'd put it out on the internet and release information when she shouldn't have done it. So when she got kicked out of caucus, she lost her ability to represent the 80th District. And that was before the situation with Corser and Sin.
Now, you obviously have some pretty strong conservative beliefs. How do you balance the idea of holding true to those values with the idea of, getting things done, being an effective legislator, working with your colleagues, which you say is part of what made Cindy Gamrat ineffective?
Yeah, I made her ineffective. Well, you've got to work with them. You can't work against them. I'm going to present my values and my ideologies. I'm going to do it politely. I'm not going to be aggressive, but I will, I will keep my mouth shut in due process. And then when the time comes to lobby for the issue, I'll do just that, most of this is common sense. I mean, what made this country great were the founding principles, okay? That's found within the U.S. Constitution, which is natural law. And, you know, it's kind of, and natural law is common sense. It's when you feel it in your heart, you know? And I'm the guy to do the job. I've got the experience. I've got a winning record because my legislation is right now getting passed, and I'm not even in the House of Representatives at this point. So you want somebody in there that's going to be able to win with whatever the issue may be, rather be pro-life, rather be constitutional studies, rather be Second Amendment rights. And the best one for the job is me because I know how to get things passed. I've already done it. I've got the experience. You know, it's kind of a different situation here because I'm an individual in this country that decided to do something to help our country, and I've been doing just that. I put my business on the line. I spend my own time on my own dime, going to Lansing, working with the legislators. I work with Bill Schuette. I worked with Dr. Richard Ziley, who was again on the State Board of Education. Okay. Who helped with that legislation, by the way.
I want to ask you, we got about 30 seconds left. I want to ask you, if you were to win and be elected to represent the 80th District, and Todd Corser were to win to represent that district in Lapeer, the Lapeer area, would you vote to seat him in the House of Representatives?
What? That's a good question. You know, you're talking about a situation that can change when you hear testimonies in committee. And it can change, but at this point, it would not.
All right. Bill Sage, thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks.
Bill Sage is a Republican running for State House in the 80th District. The special Republican primary will be held on Tuesday. The special general election will be held in March to fill the vacancy left by the expulsion of State Representative Cindy Gamrat. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.